VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The sound of mourning in Iran after a drone airstrike on Baghdad Airport took the life of Iran's leading military figure. The order for the attack came from U.S. President Donald Trump. Along with the mourning in Tehran, there has been an angry anti-American demonstration in the streets. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has a report.
Tweeting from his Florida club, the president writes Qasem Soleimani should have been taken out many years ago, saying he ordered the strike because Soleimani was planning to kill many Americans. His top diplomat echoed that.
There was an imminent attack.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends saying there was no choice.
The risk of doing nothing was enormous.
While Pompeo says he hopes Iran will now de-escalate, American allies and rivals alike worry about the opposite, that it'll spiral into a Mideast crisis. Tehran is vowing revenge, and a French diplomat says we are waking up in a more dangerous world. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
The key question now is how will Iran choose to respond? Here is AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
Iran's President Hassan Rouhani is calling the killing of a Revolutionary Guard commander by the U.S. a heinous crime. In a tweet, Rouhani said the great nation of Iran will take revenge for the U.S. airstrike that killed General Qasem Soleimani, the head of Iran's elite Quds force near Baghdad's airport. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has declared 3 days of public mourning for the general's death. I'm Mike Gracia.
The U.S. State Department is urging Americans to leave Iraq as soon as possible. And there are reports Washington is planning to send thousands of additional troops to the region. To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to voanews.com, our website. You can also use our mobile app. It is easy to use. It is convenient. From Washington, this is VOA News. Israeli reaction to the killing of Qasem Soleimani has been